Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida on the air and online. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.
And I'm Dan Gretsch. After the earthquake, thousands of Haitians flooded into South Florida, including 2,500 students. Those students made their way into classrooms across South Florida, including Boyd Anderson High School in Lauderdale Lakes.
At Boyd Anderson, Haitian students who were there before the earthquake started mentoring the Haitian students who arrived after the earthquake. Under the Sun's Sammy Mack and Trina Sargalski went and talked to some of those students. The school calls it the Ambassadors Program, and Trina is here to tell us more about it.
So basically, the ambassador teaches the new student where to find their classes, the rules of the school, and just all those sort of informal things that maybe only another teenager can show you. For example, what certain slang words might mean. The students we spent the most time with were James Celestine and Michelle Filko, better known as Filko.
So who came before the earthquake and who came after?
Filko arrived about 3 years ago, and James came over about 2 months after the earthquake. What we did is we asked Filko and James to take some recorders with them for a few weeks and interview each other. And what you're going to hear now is a conversation between the two friends. This is James and Filko talking about what the first day of school was like for James. And you'll hear James speaking in Creole and then Filko translating.
Can you tell us how did you feel when you were entering in your first class?
Boom. J'étais heureux parce que pour une fille dans la classe pour la première fois, je ne parle pas les langues.
You said it was a little bit scary because it was not really know this system, so pretty much that's it. Can you tell us what happened next?
Après,
you said little by little he was getting the system, little by little he was doing better and getting better grade.
So James is speaking Creole there, but later on he starts to speak more English, right?
Yes, and Filko helped James a lot with the English, but the help was also mutual, as you'll hear in this next clip.
James, let's go!
I'm helping him in the speaking English, and he's helping me in another way. For example, I might help him in reading, he might help me in math.
Because I'm more smart in math than him, I help him all the time in the math class.
So that was James there talking in English.
Yes.
James seems to really get a kick out of the fact that he's better than Filko in math.
Yeah, actually, James is a top student at Boyd Anderson now. And according to one of his teachers, he came to the school very well prepared. It was just a matter of transferring his knowledge from one language to a new language. And from what I gathered from the boys, they seem to think that the schooling in Haiti was more rigorous. So here they talk a little bit about the differences they observe.
School year in Haiti is a big, big difference for me.
In Haiti, we don't have police in the schools. And the student can come at school and with the shirts outside or the pants.
And if I don't know my lesson, it will be hard for me because my director, my teachers will whoop me.
So Filko, who's the student who came from Haiti a few years ago, did Filko just say if he didn't learn his lesson in Haiti, he'd get whooped?
Yes, and according to what I understand, the teacher-student relationship in Haiti is much more formal. So even though corporal punishment in schools was outlawed in 2001, it's still a common practice. Sammy and I noticed the way James and Filko would often say, yes, ma'am, and it's much more formal. I've been a teacher for several years, and it's very rare for one of my students to address me that way.
So Trina, how did these two students get paired up?
Well, to answer that, here's a clip. It's James and Filko talking to one of their teachers, Miss St. Louis.
When you set up the ambassadors, how did you know what to put together?
I have been teaching for over 35 years. One thing that I learned in life is to study people. So when I look at the characters and the personalities, I already know who can be paired together.
It was obvious that you two were buddies. From the first day that James came from Haiti, you became such a good friend for him, showing him different classes, and when I give an assignment, you are assisting him.
Okay, Miss St. Louis, in your opinion, what can a student teach another student that another cannot?
Well, I will say a lot of things. Like, if you're a gentleman, Filko can tell you, be careful, you might get burned. You watch out with this girl, okay? And Miss St. Louis cannot tell you that. Hello, can't tell you that.
when an adult is trying to teach you certain things, you say, well, you know, grown folks, they always be talking and talking and talking. But when it's your own friends that is talking to you, you tend to believe them and follow them, especially if they are doing the right thing.
I feel like we're overhearing a conversation, a private conversation that is being had in the school.
Yeah, and you were. That was recorded by James and Philco. They're arriving at a new school, but here's somebody who speaks their language and they feel like who understands them. So this ambassadors program is about more than just finding out where the cafeteria is or learning American slang. It's also about providing important emotional support. Here are James and Philco talking about how they feel about Haiti.
A lot of me is still home in Haiti.
That's James saying a lot of me is still back home in Haiti.
Because since I was in Haiti, almost all the school was my friend. And we are always joking. It was very fun in Haiti.
It's kind of sweet.
And sad.
It is sad, but James also says that he's happy here now. He's not so nervous anymore, and he feels ready to be a mentor to a new student next year.
Next year, I'm going to be in 11th grade. I think I'm ready to be an ambassador. So, like, just like feel cool.
You know, Sammy and I are really grateful to them because they did a great job recording this sound for this piece. And we're looking forward to sharing more voices of young people from around South Florida in a new project that Sammy and I are starting. Philco and James' classmates also recorded their voices, and you can hear some of their interviews on our website, wlrnunderthesun.org.
Trina Sargalski and Sammy Mack brought us the voices of Michelle Philco and James Celestine from Boyd Anderson High School in Lauderdale Lakes. It's Under the Sun on WLRN. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.
And I'm Dan Gretsch. We're the producers of Under the Sun, and we are working feverishly on an hour-long episode about the impact of the Haitian earthquake on life here in South Florida.
You can hear that on July 17th at noon and July 18th at 7 p.m. And you can keep up with us on our website, wlrnunderthesun.org.
You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Look for WLRN Under the Sun.